Back with DNA, I'm Frances Anderton. We just heard about Desert X and the backlash to its plans to take the Coachella Art Festival to Saudi Arabia. Well, Desert X Alula is just one small part of Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030. That's a plan to expand the country's economy beyond oil into arts, culture, tourism and recreation. A little bit like the country's neighbour, Dubai in the UAE. And realising that vision involves building an entire new city called NEOM.
A startup the size of a country that will change the way we live and work forever. Healthier, happier, with more time for the things that really matter.
That's from a promotional video for NEOM. And that city is the brainchild of the Saudi Crown Prince MBS. It's going to involve a lineup of American talent to be announced very soon. LA-based John Rossant is on the advisory board for NEOM, and he dropped by the station to tell us more about it and to respond to the ethical questions that it raises.
Well, NEOM is probably the biggest single urban project in the world. It's an area that is in the northwest quadrant of the Arabian Peninsula, right by the Israeli and Jordanian borders, across the Red Sea from the Sinai. It's an area that's about the size of Massachusetts or Belgium, with very, very few people, population about 20,000, which is nothing. And so the idea is to develop it as an entirely new urban area. It won't be one big city, but it will be, you know, there will be cities within this zone that will, in the view of the government, of the Saudi government, of the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, whose pet project this is, it will be a kind of post-industrial city, zero emission, transportation, very heavy use of robotics, etc. The idea is to have a regulatory and legal regime that will be very propitious for foreign investment. So if you want to launch a robotics startup, you might go there to do it and sort of manufacture your robots there.
Does any of this exist yet?
Not really. I mean, its ground has been broken. A lot of work is being done on this entirely new regulatory regime. So think of it as, let's say, Hong Kong to China, which is perhaps not a great analogy these days.
I know.
But it will be a administratively separate entity to Saudi Arabia.
Without Sharia law?
I think they're going to maybe gloss over that a little bit, but they've at least said there will be a very strong commitment to complete equality between men and women, that cultural norms will be a little bit different than in the rest of Saudi Arabia, where, for example, there's no alcohol, etc. But you have to remember that in Saudi Arabia itself, change is happening at a breakneck speed now, and we should encourage that. For decades and decades, it was a country that was really in thrall to the most radically conservative Islamic clerical elements. To his credit, Mohammed bin Salman, MBS as he's known, has sort of broken that kind of infernal connection with the clerics. And he's really put the clerical class sort of back into the mosques. And what you have now is this kind of like 100 flowers blooming, like in China in the, decades ago, where you go, you see young women without veils, which is unthinkable a couple of years ago. You have to remember that it's a very young society demographically. So the average age is about 19 years old compared to 40-something in the United States. So you feel this almost sort of hormonal explosion when you go there now. It's really quite wonderful. So it's not the kind of very inward-looking, very conservative Saudi Arabia of a few years ago. It's a society that's opening up. There's literally a social revolution that's happening before our eyes.
Hormonal explosion that is at odds with the perception of Saudi Arabia overseas, particularly here where the murder of Jamal Khashoggi really got people very, very upset. So MBS, you say, NEOM is his pet project. You are directly advising MBS, is that right?
You could say so, yes.
So what are you advising him to do in terms of dealing with this, let's just say, this sort of mixed message that is being signaled from Saudi Arabia?
Look, Jamal Khashoggi, by the way, was a friend of mine. And it was obviously completely criminal and horrific what happened to him. And at an official level, you know, MBS and the regime says it was a horrible mistake. But I think it's only one part of the story. It's a very complex society that's changing very rapidly now. I think we owe it to ourselves that it evolves in a positive way. And I don't think that saying a blanket, I'm not going to engage at all with Saudi Arabia, is the answer. That doesn't help them evolve in any way. So when it was publicly announced who was on the advisory board of NEOM, we all faced a lot of pressures to step down. I received maybe not hundreds, but dozens and dozens of emails from friends and colleagues saying, you know, John, you really should step down. This is not cool. You know, it's not doing your reputation any favors, etc. And I, to be honest, I passed some sleepless nights thinking, what should I do? And in the end, I decided I will stay on because I wanted a seat at the table. I feel that I can influence things in a positive way. I think that, you know, if we have in NEOM, for example, a very positive model of urbanization, it could have a, you know, spillover effect throughout the Middle East. Now, I think, you know, one of the unfortunate consequences of what happened to Jamal Khashoggi and the outcry that followed that is that it's made the sort of Saudi brand somewhat toxic. And so public companies right now can't be seen to be investing in Saudi Arabia. That will change.
So let's talk about what this development will comprise. I understand it's something like 33 times bigger than the city of New York. Is that right?
Yes, but that's not the way to look at it because the actual urbanization zone will not be that big. It will be very big, but not that big. Yeah.
According to the Wall Street Journal, plans include artificial rain, a fake moon, robotic maids, and holographic teachers. Is any of that part of this urban plan for NEOM?
I think, you know, we're looking at a lot of those things because it's, you know, if you could start from scratch and build a city from scratch right now, there are lots of things you could do. I mean, if you think about the two big kind of mega trends in the world today. I mean, one is certainly sort of energy transition. We're moving out of the, you know, fossil fuel, hydrocarbon age. Thank God, finally. And we're also we're in a time of incredible disruption in transportation and mobility. So NEOM, in some ways, is so interesting because it's the first great new city that's being built from scratch in the midst of this amazing disruption in sort of energy and mobility. And so that will very much define what this city looks like and how it operates.
So, and will people be moved from within Saudi Arabia to go live in this city?
Yes, I think the idea is to attract talent, young, talented people, not only from Saudi Arabia, but from all around the world.
Right. Just today, it was reported that because it's facing unbearable heat, Qatar, this tiny country of Qatar, is air conditioning the outdoors as it's become one of the hottest places on Earth, warmed by nearly double the global average, exceeding a rise of 2 degrees Celsius. This is in part because of fast urbanization and the accelerated warming trend affecting much of the Middle East. Is it wise to be building another city in the Middle East? Is it possible to make any city in the Middle East truly green, as it were?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think I have a couple of comments on that. One is NEOM, where it is, it's far from the Gulf region where Qatar is. So it's much, much closer to the Mediterranean. So it has a milder climate than Kuwait or Qatar or Bahrain or those states, which really do face some issues from a climate point of view. It also has two things going for it, which is very, in parts of NEOM, extraordinarily high levels of wind, which means wind power. And also the kind of solar radiation that we have in NEOM. And I'm not quite sure exactly why this is, but I am told by people who know about this much more than I do that it is absolutely the best kind of solar rays for generating solar power.
In your capacity as an advisor, are you and your colleagues able to prescribe certain conditions, like, you know, whether women have to be participants in the design and creation of this place, and or labor rights, you know, which have been an issue in that part of the world?
Those are good points. I mean, I think on women, I think a majority of the Saudis who are working on NEOM are women, single women. You know, it's just simply not an issue. On labor rights, that is a very good point, because I think far too often in the Gulf countries, labor has very few rights. I mean, our Saudi colleagues at NEOM have made it very clear that this will absolutely not be the case in NEOM, that anybody working there will have, you know, be treated with respect and dignity, etc. And that will, you know, obviously mean some increased costs.
And lastly, is it for real? I don't know whether you've read a book by Dave Eggers called A Hologram for a King.
I have indeed,
which is a terribly funny satire of a country that is probably somewhat like Saudi Arabia.
Well, it explicitly takes place in Saudi Arabia, actually, in a new city in Saudi Arabia called... which exists, called King Abdullah Economic
City.
Right,
so when I heard about NEOM, I couldn't help thinking of A Hologram for a King and this sort of mirage of this city that doesn't really exist, and our hero never seems to be able to actually get to meet the king. And so everything becomes kind of murky. Do you feel very confident that this is real?
I think it's too soon to say, to be honest. You know, I think we have to make sure that it doesn't become a white elephant, you know, just this white elephant in the middle of nowhere where, you know, nobody wants to go. That, and I think part of that can make that not become a white elephant is just the element of time. You know, cities at a certain level succeed when they grow organically and they evolve organically. And you can't just snap your fingers and have, you know, within 10 years, a great world metropolis. So I think, you know, the proof of the pudding will be in 50 years or 100 years sort of after we're gone.
That's John Rossant. He's on the advisory board for NEOM. The lineup of designers will be announced very soon. Rossant is also founder of CoMotion LA. That's the mobility conference that comes to downtown LA next month. I'm Frances Anderton.